you're on the Mike and Abe show, and Mike, how's business?
Business is very good. Business is, I apologize to the people who are in court and suing the city to say that they're going out of business and they're broke. But, when I'm driving a cab out there, it's very busy. And in fact, what we needed was a fare increase and group riding and two-way radios and stuff like that so we could accommodate the demand for people who want cabs. And there are still some cabs sitting in the yards, and I'm still trying to figure that out. I don't know how much they're making in other services, but there are people all over the place because it's Fashion Week, and the kids are back from school. And the only problem I have are the Uber rejects who are either too drunk or too drugged out to take precious Uber and deal with a star rating situation. So the drunks pour into the yellow cabs. And, like you said, you're not as picky as I am, but, you don't legally have to pick up drunks. It's in the rule book.
Yeah, but how do you know they're drunk until you pick them up?
Well, I ask them.
And they go, no, I'm not drunk. What, are you kidding me?
Exactly. You know? If they say, no, I'm not drunk, there's a pretty good chance.
Yeah, right.
But if they're visibly intoxicated, as it says in the rule book,
visibly intoxicated,
and if you can smell the booze and you can see the puke on their shirt or dress, then it's a pretty good idea that they're drunk, at least.
You know? Okay, all right. So the cars are moving to JFK despite all the illegal cars there?
Well, the Terminal 5, JetBlue used to be the cabby heaven because it was very well run. But I saw at JFK last week three knuckleheads with gold chains around their neck talking to a 90-pound, just teenage girl security guard who are hustling fares as they're coming to the cab line, and that's why she's there. She's there to make sure that the gypsy cars cab drivers don't steal people off the line. And I see two security guards maybe 200 feet away, big guys. So I'm like, listen, shouldn't we flip this around and have the girl who weighs 90 pounds 200 feet away and have the guys who weigh 250 pounds each standing in front of these security guards so they can call the cops? So there might be some chicanery going on there, again, always. But bring us up to speed with the new fine structure is for illegal pickups, because I can't understand why these guys would do it if it's such a huge fine.
Because they don't think they'll get caught, and they don't believe that they'll actually be fined what is being said. Okay, but I believe the MTBOT, led by our friend Ron Sherman, is leading the charge to bring these people to justice, okay? And, if you have a camera, take pictures of these people and send them in. Go to NYC Taxi News if you don't know where to go. And right there on the front page is a link for illegal pickups, what to do,
right,
and how to report them. Okay, and Ron Sherman says, send us the stuff, and we'll do the rest. Okay, now, the fines, as you asked, is $2,000 for the first offense. Okay?
Ooh.
Which is, it's not the end of the world, okay? I mean, these guys are hustling so much that $2,000 may not even hurt them, okay?
But might be like a day's pay.
A day's pay, right. $4,000 for the second offense. Okay, and $10,000 for the third offense within 10 years. In other words,
wow.
In other words, they got 10 years after. If they got you in the books for two offenses, they got another 9 years if you did the first two in the first year, right? They got another 9 years to catch you on the third one and fine you $10,000. And if that isn't enough money to put you out of business, okay, the loss of your license and confiscation of your vehicle for good will put you out of business.
Wow.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you're driving an illegal car, or if you're driving an Uber car and using it illegally like that, to hustle fares off the street or hustle fares at the airport where you're not supposed to, okay?
Right.
You're only supposed to use the app. Okay, and there's controversy over whether using the app is even legal, and that's in the courts. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Who's supposed to mean they're supposed to use the app? Mean like the Uber guy.
Well, the Uber people are only supposed to respond to calls using their Uber or other app. Okay. Some of them use the Lyft app. Okay. and you know, or other you know, services with apps that, you know, that I'm not going to name because I don't know them all. Okay, but it's mainly Uber and Lyft. Okay, and you're only supposed to respond. They're FHVs, and they're not supposed to respond to what is definitely a street hail, which is somebody standing out on the street and holding up their hand. Okay,
Right.
and the argument in the court is that the even the e-hail is a street hail because the TLC said so. Okay,
Right.
and no one with half a brain can, you know, anyone with half a brain can see that if you're standing out on the street and tapping an app for a taxi cab, that that's a street hail also. But that's where the argument is.
Absolutely.
That's where the argument is in court, that the TLC is not recognizing that as a street hail. They're recognizing that as a prearranged call. Okay. And the just the definition of prearranged says that that's not a prearranged call. Prearranged means pick me up later. Right, not pick me up right now, okay? You know, so those are the penalties, okay? And you know, if you're doing that, what I would recommend is get rid of your black car, your Uber car, your FHV, and come and drive a yellow cab. You know, we don't mind you doing the business, we just want you to do it legally.
Just do it legally in a car, and do it legally in a car that you're not trapped to every day. I mean, if you just want to drive a few days a week, the yellow cab is perfect, because these guys get sucked into these car deals and they can't get out. I mean, they got like you know, put $1,000, $1,500 on your back every month, rain or shine. Why do you want to do that? I mean, there's granted there are probably like 4 or 5 months in the year where you can make a lot of money doing stuff, but the rest of the year, you got 8 months, you're still going to have that car on your back, and you're just going to tread water for 8 months so you can make a few bucks in 3 months? That's crazy.
It is
That's what they're doing.
crazy. It is crazy. And now the other thing, you know, I'm looking here at the Taxi Dave Taxi Insider newspaper, which you know, I get it late every month because he's slow in putting it up. It's now up on NYC Taxi News, the September edition. So if you haven't seen the hard copy, you could you know, go to NYC Taxi News. Taxi News, not Taxi Nose. Okay. NYC Taxi Nose. Nose, I said it again. NYC Taxi News.
NYC taxi nose. What is that like for
Hey,
like nose jobs?
if you want to smell it, okay. But I want to give a shout out here to Nat Goldbetter for this great article he wrote. Okay, enough is
Oh
enough.
yeah? Okay,
Yeah,
I'll read it.
enough is enough. It says, and I'll read the first couple of paragraphs here. It does not take a traffic expert to realize that traffic in New York City is worse than it ever was.
Yes, correct.
I have been driving in New York City for over 50 years, and traffic is not only heavier than ever, it is almost beyond belief. The problem is simply that the city council, the New York City Department of Transportation, and the mayor's office do not seem to want to do anything about it.
Right.
What do you have to say about that, Mike?
Well, I mean, the best way to save the planet is not to put 50,000 Uber cars in Manhattan every day, and that's what they did. But like 80 years ago, the city council was run by a different breed of cat, and they did in fact put caps on the amount of taxis, not only so the drivers could make a decent living, but so there wouldn't be this onslaught of cars in Manhattan. Now these Uber drivers, a lot of them, these guys don't live in the city because it costs a lot of money to live within Manhattan. They live in the outer boroughs, and at the height of rush hour, the absolute worst time to come into Manhattan, they all pour into Manhattan to get their little Uber calls, and it makes it a complete disaster. I had a fare last night. It was a complete torture deal. I had a guy and a girl who I probably shouldn't have picked up in the first place because they looked like they were like, you know, carrying on outside the cab. They got in. They're going from Rockefeller Center to First Street and First Avenue. We're sitting in traffic all the way, and then she starts whining about it. We should have taken the subway. It's so cheap. It could have been cheaper. Why is it cost so much? Blah, 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 blah. It's like, listen, you know, it's a cab. It's supposed to cost the amount of money. I said, the meter clicks if you're sitting in traffic. She goes, oh, with the other people, the meter doesn't click. It's like, please, just take the other service. But I mean, the point being, the whole Second Avenue was a squash job of Uber cars and Lyft cars and Guys just, they don't even do anything. They're not even sitting. They're just like moping in traffic doing like 5 miles an hour. I think they're trying to steal off the side, to tell you the truth.
Uh-huh.
But you get 50,000 cars every day going to the same place and clogging traffic. And ambulances can't get through. Cop cars can't get through. It's a complete mess. I mean, I don't even know why if de Blasio is going to get a second term, because he might just be on autopilot at this stage of the game. Because even his own people are starting to ask,
well,
you know, what's this guy doing here?
Well, whoever runs for mayor should run on the platform of, I'm going to fix it.
Yeah.
You
well,
know?
We just got rid of, I'm sorry. I shouldn't say got rid of. We Commissioner Bratton resigned.
He had enough.
Yeah, I mean, do you think he resigned? You think they helped
I don't
back?
Know. I don't know. What's the word on the street about that?
Both. It's like, first of all, apparently he got a plum job in the private security sector.
Uh-huh.
And one guy was saying he's jumped back and forth between police commissionerships in different cities, that
yeah.
he doesn't have one city where he doesn't have one city where he can get a decent pension. So he still has to work. How's that grab you?
Well, it's you know, what can I tell you? You know,
that's where we are. That's what we're doing.
He should have drove a cab.
Should have drove a cab, right?
Yeah.
The broken windows guy should have drove a cab.
Yeah.
But he kind of like dialed down. And I'll tell you, since it's a family show, a lot of the chicken spit tickets that we historically were getting are not as horrible as they were. So I'll give de Blasio and the police department credit for that. But that could be because the cops are mad at de Blasio and they're not writing tickets. So that could be the flip side of that. So who knows?
I don't know. Who knows?
I flooded your head with as much ranting as humanly possible in 5 minutes.
Okay.
I just want to say to those cabbies listening out there, I'm driving. Abe sees the readings from his drivers, and I'm driving. Your driver has never had a problem with anything.
Well, no. You know, he does very well, and mm-hmm. he's under the control of a very good person. Okay, I won't mention any names. Okay.
We will not mention good people on the air.
Yeah.
Not that kind of show.
Uh-huh.
We're only going to rat out the horrible people. The good people, no way.
So I'm looking at some headlines here. Today's headline, a legal hurdle is keeping Uber drivers out of San Francisco. Okay, and I know what that's about. The San Francisco passed the law that all the Uber drivers have to have business licenses.
Oh, okay. Well, see, now we're getting someplace.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
Recently, very recently. Okay, and so the Uber drivers are not allowed in San Francisco without the license, so they're avoiding San Francisco.
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you something. A lot of these Uber drivers, I've seen who's driving for Uber. These guys are under the radar. I'd say at least a good third of them probably just get the phone from their friend and drive a car. They probably don't even have regular driver's licenses. And, you know, they keep pounding on the yellow cab drivers for nonsense. And all the stuff Uber was allowed to do over the last couple years, we've been asking for the last 20 years, could we do the same thing? It's like, oh, no, you can't do that. It's like, could we charge a little more on New Year's Eve legally? Oh, no, you can't do that. The people don't want that. Could we group ride a little bit more? Oh, no, you can't do that. But Uber walks in and does whatever they want.
Right.
Honest to God, it makes me crazy.
Yeah. And well, now that they're doing whatever they want, they may let it. You know, we don't have to search price because with the traffic that you're talking about, it's almost like search pricing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't follow you.
I'll explain. You know, you said that you were going to First Street and First Avenue from Rockefeller Center, a ride that shouldn't take more than 12 or 14 minutes, right?
Right.
And it's taking like close to an hour, right?
Yes, with two drugged out druggies in the back, yeah.
Okay, whatever's in the back, regardless, okay.
Garbage was in the back.
The meter is ticking 50 cents a minute for every minute you're crawling, right?
This is correct.
So there's the surge right there. Okay, a fare that probably would normally be maybe $8, $9, right? Maybe $9, right? Is now of $16.
Is it?
Right? Am I correct?
I would say it was a $25 cab ride where it would have been ordinarily like 14.
Okay, so there's the surge. It's almost like two times. Okay? Right? Where Uber just hits the surge immediately, so they don't see any meter clicking, but they see it on their credit card, their report. Okay?
Oh, by the way, I just want to
Yeah.
broach something else in Dave's taxi newspaper that we have on your website, the Taxi Insider.
Yes.
I'm going to write a letter to him, not to him or to someone, because he is a very good writer. It is in his paper. I mean, the guy, I love reading the guy's stuff, and I usually don't do that, but this guy's articles, Larry Fisher. That's
Oh
what I say.
yeah,
Larry Fisher's a big
yeah,
shot up there, right?
yeah.
He's one of the big boys.
I read his recent article. He wants to rebel.
He wants to rebel
Yeah,
against
he
what?
wants you to get into an Uber car and throw up. You see, what should
Let
have
the
a
revolution be. I'll go out and get a case of Heineken and I'll do my part, You know what you do? Go into an Uber car that hustles you off the street, then throw up. Because if you throw up on a credit card, they're going to charge you $200.
Well, throw up on the
So
door,
maybe we got something there. What's that?
throw up on the door,
Throw up on the door, right?
make it just a regular car wash,
They'll probably think it's a new logo or
Probably the
something,
best
like a
place to
new.
throw up is on the front windshield.
Well, that's it. That way people know the car is taken.
My
Well, listen,
God.
real quick, he wrote something that I have issue with, and I got to tell him on the air, and I'll tell you, and I know you're going to give the you're probably going to side with him.
Well,
We said something about the taxi commission is helping us, in quotes, by making it easier for drivers to drive cabs and get a hack license and making the requirements. So I think the absolute worst thing the taxi business has had hit them in the midst of all this war against these this app nonsense is lowering the driver standards, because we were right on the right track of keeping the driver standards high for yellow cabs, and I had people coming back into my cab saying, I only take a yellow cab now because the driver knows where you're going, the driver's personable. And now, since they lowered the standards, the dregs from all these little dopey car services are coming into the yellow cab, and they don't know what they're doing, lowers the standards. Instead of raising the bar for everybody, they've lowered the bar for everything at the taxi commission, which is just another reason why we should have people who drive cabs working at the taxi commission. I don't know when they pass a law that I think they frown upon anybody with taxi driving experience at the taxi commission. How can they not have former cab drivers at the taxi commission? God's sakes. But I mean, that's one thing I took issue with Larry, his little blurb about they helped us a little bit by lowering the driver standards. I think it's the exact opposite. I think they screwed us in the yellow cab business by lowering the driver standards. I mean, that's my opinion.
Well,
You go ahead with your opinion.
let me just ask you this, okay? I'm sort of in between on this, all right? I can see what you're saying, and I understand what you're saying, and I in some respects do agree with what you're saying. And then on the other hand, you have to have a pool of drivers to keep the cars going. So you maybe you have to let a few rookies in, or a few not the greatest in. Okay, I mean, even on a great baseball team, they have guys that stink, right? Okay, but I forgot what I was gonna say.
About Larry Fisher and my rant. First of all, Larry's a great guy. I mean, he's doing a lot with in the written word. But I have to like school these folks, and I think, in my opinion, about we have to get a different wiring in our brains, and we have to raise the standard of yellow cab drivers
Okay.
and raise the pay for the cab drivers to put in their pocket, their take home
Okay, I
pay. Right
remember
now.
what I was going to say. What I was going to say is, regardless of this, you're busy, you're very busy. Okay, in other words, the customers aren't being driven away, right?
No, but you notice right now we're needlessly very busy. I mean, it could have been coordinated a little bit better, where we would still be busy, but it would be a more logical approach. Like I said, if you have, like, for example, they lowered the cab driver standards, which was, I think, complete idiocy. So if you're going to try and say that cab drivers don't have to speak English, which is insane, to get a license, how are you going to organize a group ride? How are you going to organize anything,
Well,
any project would
the question is
pass
this.
if the guy doesn't speak English.
But if the guy doesn't speak English, the question really is, how intelligent is the driver? He's not a moron just because he doesn't speak English, right?
Well, he's not a moron because he doesn't speak English, but I mean, if I was driving in any other country in the world, I'd be
Well,
required to
look,
speak that language.
Mike, stop. Okay?
Yes.
I consider myself to be a fairly bright person, okay?
Okay.
There are some that might argue with me on that, but they're entitled, okay? But I consider myself to
Is
be
that
a
what you're
very
going to say?
bright person. Yeah, well, I got more. Okay, let's say I
Oh.
was to go to France, okay?
Right.
I know as
Right.
much French as these people know English, okay? I know parlez-vous français, où
That works.
allez-vous,
Right.
all of these little sayings that I learned in high school, in my French class, okay? But I can't, but
Sacre
I.
chez mademoiselle.
Okay, look, but I cannot speak French. Okay?
Why
If
not?
somebody gets comes to me and starts speaking French fluently, I'm lost. All right? Okay. So as an intelligent person, say I was to go to France and drive a cab. Okay? I would know right from the get-go the things I can and cannot do. Okay? Où allez-vous? Where are you going? Okay? And you put out your hand for the money when the ride's over, I mean, I would think it's more important for me to would be more important for me to know my way around than
Yeah.
necessarily to speak French. Okay?
Well, it's like it's a service business. I mean, people in New York, the tourists who are coming in, they want a service, and the cab driver who doesn't speak a word of English. I mean, you got to be kidding me. What if something happens on the road? All of a sudden, the cab veers off the road. You're in the Bronx. What are we going to do? And then
Listen,
the guy says,
Mike. The problem is that the business needs drivers. Okay?
Yeah, but the yeah, I
Okay?
understand that.
I
But
mean,
this deal, this is a.
listen, where are you going to find all of these English-speaking people that want to drive taxis?
Give them more money and they will come back. That's what
Okay.
I'm also
Well,
saying. Provide another way, maybe
well,
even without raising the fare. You could give them 40% more money in their pocket with group rides and two-way
Well,
radios
they're
and
doing the
stuff like
group
that.
rides, and they have the apps for people. The apps are just as good as radios. Okay.
Not really. Not really. But I mean, this is what I'm saying. It's just in general, the thought of putting more money in a cab driver's pocket, it goes by the wayside where it's like, I'll tell you what, instead of doing that, we'll give you more drivers. And I think it's evil genius on our what do they call the app people, the TN something, the Transportation Network,
TNCs.
more,
TNCs.
TNCs. The TNCs have intentionally made it so that the cab drivers can't make money. And like I said, again, I jump back to the fact that you could make money in a cab without raising the base fare, theoretically, just by making more incentives for group riding, for surcharges, and stuff like that. But for them just to go out and say, okay, I'll tell you what, instead of doing that, we're going to make it so that anybody can drive a cab. What happens if you go into Columbia Presbyterian on Monday morning? You have heart surgery, all right? The guy doesn't speak English, but he says he's a doctor in his country. He was a very good doctor in this country, but he doesn't speak English. You're going to let him be in a situation where he's jeopardizing everybody's safety because you can't communicate? And English, like it or not like it, is the common thread communication tool in the United States of America and in New York. So it makes it very easy for someone to make more money if they speak English and to get more programs in the yellow cab. Like, how are you going to coordinate a group ride if the guy doesn't speak English?
Listen,
Fuck!
listen, 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 listen. My turn. Okay. You mentioned group riding.
No.
You mentioned group riding, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the way group riding is set up now, it's just that the groups are splitting the fare. Okay, and I think the taxi driver will get an extra 250 for each passenger. And I think
Oh
that,
boy.
yeah, that's what I mean. Oh boy, I think what they should do is, say it's a $20 ride with one passenger, instead of them paying $10 a piece, they should pay $15 a piece. In other words, give them a reasonable discount, but let the driver make more money.
Right. Well, I
Okay?
think the the brigade of we need more drivers. All of a sudden strikes again because we were right on the cusp of getting customers back because of our better service and our better drivers. And then the little app people whispered in TLC's ear and said, oh, yeah, too many. I think their real concern was that people are coming back to the yellow because they liked the yellow cab better because of the drivers who spoke English and knew where they were going without having to fiddle with a GPS.
Okay, I'm not going to argue this.
And they had to be
Mike,
destroyed.
Mike, you've made your point. I'm not going to argue this any further, okay? It is what it is, okay? And if somebody hears you, they're going to say, no, we don't want to do that. We want
why?
Because they want drivers in the car, and they don't care whether they speak English or not.
I don't know about that. That's not what I hear.
Well,
I'm on the front line.
Well, it's regardless of what you hear, what's driving?
Well, I'll tell you, everybody's driving, and the guys who are driving, English is not that difficult to learn. I've talked to some guys, and they say English.
Look, any language is difficult for an adult to learn. You know, I couldn't learn another language in a million years. Okay, I've been speaking English all my life. Okay.
Yeah.
And I also grew up in a Jewish family. My mother spoke Yiddish, okay? She never let me learn it, okay? And I got people here where I am that come over and start speaking Yiddish to me, and I tell them, I don't know what you're saying. I never learned Yiddish. I can't learn it, okay?
Your mother didn't want to speak Yiddish to you? Why not?
Well, ask her. All right?
You got her phone up?
Phone number is a cemetery in Pennsylvania.
Okay, I'll look around. She's in Pennsylvania. How come she's out there?
You see, because my father dragged her out there because he couldn't stand all the traffic in New York.
Oh, okay, fair enough. We're covering everything.
All right, but that
show, yeah.
and that was almost 50 years ago. All right,
oh, 50 years ago.
Well,
wow.
They moved out of New York City in 1969, while I was in the Army. Okay, and
wow.
You know, actually, the reason my father moved was because he had his shop on Cortlandt Street and Greenwich Street. Okay, and what did they build on Cortlandt and Greenwich?
The Trade Center.
Right, they kicked him out to tear down all those buildings that were there. Okay, there were streets there and there were buildings there, and they bought up all the property and kicked out everybody that was working there.
And they screwed them.
And they said, go somewhere else. And my father said, okay, and he went to Pennsylvania. Okay?
Well, let me ask you, what kind of shop? I'm just curious. What kind of a shop?
My father built radio equipment.
Radio equipment, wow.
Yeah.
So I guess it runs in the family. I mean, you're a web guy.
Yeah,
a duck for water.
But he would laugh he would laugh at me, okay? Because he was much more. Because he was much more advanced in the technology, okay?
Well, you think he would have been able to do this stuff like with the internet and everything?
He would, no problem. In fact,
he would have been an IT guy.
Yeah, and let me say this. It's a shame that he missed the internet.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. He missed the internet. You know, if he knew what he missed, he would get up out of his grave.
Man.
Okay.
Yeah. I hear you.
Okay.
Well, you've done a great job with the site. I mean, I guess the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, so you've done.
I learned everything I know on my own, and I don't know a lot. There's so much more to learn. It's unbelievable. Okay. Now listen. Let me just say this. Back to my headlines here. Uber drivers to go to war against self-driving cars. Now, this article I read this morning, the Uber drivers in New York City are planning to do some disruption because they don't want self-driving cars, even though the chances of them being in New York City are almost zero. Okay.
Nobody wants self-driving cars.
I just want to say I posted a great video this morning of a ride in a self-driving car. Okay, from philly.com, a website it's a news site, okay? And I posted this video via them, okay? Embedded it onto NYC Taxi News. So go to the the video page, and you'll be able to see the video of and actually see what it's like to ride in a self-driving car. Okay.
Right.
Which is you know, like and the late crazy Eddie, who passed away this about a week ago. Have you heard about that?
Uh-huh.
As he would have said,
yeah.
This is all insane.
It is insane.
I
well,
know.
This is just a few, I call them funding geeks, who are always looking for their next score, and now they're all in with the self-driving car. It's like, and they're pounding away on the internet, self-driving car. And this jumps back to what I'm saying, is that the yellow cab business needs self-driving cars like it needs a hole in the head. And I'm sure some of our lovely fly-by-night fleet operators, which are a few, but most of them are good guys, they're probably drooling at the prospect of running self-driving cars instead of dealing with cab drivers. I hate to say it, but that's probably what they're drooling at right now.
Well,
but for the public,
the self-driving cars, the self-driving cars, Mike, may very possibly speak English.
Yeah, but the self-driving
where
are
cars you going?
Are going to...
Where are you going?
The
traffic is not very well. I will go another way, you know.
Yeah. Well, let me say this. A machine goes on the fritz sometimes. And I'll tell you, they have the self-driving train coming from Kennedy Airport to Jamaica Station going 70 miles an hour. I mean, would it really break their heart to have, like, a human being on the train while their train is going 70 miles an hour?
Mike,
this is just people telling stuff.
Mike, have you called any utilities lately, such as, do you have Time Warner Cable? What do you have?
I have, I got Con Ed and Brooklyn Gas.
Have you tried calling them lately?
Yeah.
Well, how long does it take you to get from a computerized answer to an actual person?
About 10 minutes.
10 minutes of cursing, yelling, and screaming, right?
Right. Well, we have a lot of people now. This is the problem, is we have too many people defending the rights of computers. And, oh, they had an interesting thing the other day, speaking of robots. They had some nut had his wheel booted. Now, this is the wonderful media in New York. They're saying, well, the situation started, the guy had his wheel booted. They didn't explain what booted means. What booted means is you owe a lot of money for parking tickets.
Right.
And instead of towing your car, they throw a boot on your car. So you have to pay the parking tickets to get the boot removed, or else they will then tow your car. So if the guy doesn't have the time to tow your car, he boots it, and the car can't move. So in Penn Station the other day, some nut had his car booted. And so he turns around and starts trying to, like, hammer the thing off with a crowbar in his trunk,
right.
Whereupon a cop says he can't do that. So then he takes out a machete and starts swinging at the machete at the cop.
Oh, is that what happened? I kind of heard a little bit of this story. Go ahead.
Mind you, this is at Penn Station,
yeah.
The big train transportation hub, at 5 o'clock where everybody's going home. So he starts swinging a machete. An off-duty cop comes off-duty detective comes over, tries to grab him, hits him square in the face with a machete. Not a machete, a hatchet. I'm sorry.
A hatchet, okay.
I hope he doesn't sue me for saying machete instead of hatchet.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
So they finally, they fire 18 shots.
18
and
shots.
And they wound him.
That's it?
I don't know how you, he jumped on top of a police car. So while he's swinging the hatchet and screaming on top of the police car, the cops who were, like, you know, going after him fired 18 shots, hit him a few times, didn't kill him. He's in the hospital. It's like, I mean, there's a lot going on there. I'm saying, like, if you're going to shoot somebody 18 times and you don't knock him out,
he'll be going
like,
to jail sometime soon, okay? But let me say this. When your car is booted, right, what's to stop you from having a tow truck come and towing it yourself to a repair shop and having them remove the boot?
No, they won't do it because they'll get their license revoked.
Well, there's so many gypsies out there with tow trucks. Come on.
No. Because then they'll get their license revoked, their truck seized,
uh-huh.
And they'll treat them worse with the tow truck than they will the guy with the boot
on
the car. Trust
okay.
me. I asked the one guy, so you're on point, because I asked a couple of guys about that, and I said, what would happen if they said, no, they'll take the tow truck and they'll put you out of business and you can't do it. And you get all, like, emotional.
In other words, it's been thought of already.
Yeah.
And probably
been rejected by the
probably
yeah.
probably it's been done, and these are the consequences of doing something like that, that you'll lose your business, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
That's the way it works.
Well,
That's the way it doesn't work.
Well, I guess the lesson to be learned here is, number one, don't get parking tickets. Okay? Number two, if you do get a parking ticket, pay it or fight it.
Right.
Fight it. You know, I used to fight my parking tickets, and I won 80% of the time. I won.
Okay? You used to fight the parking tickets.
Yeah,
right?
I used to fight them in the mail. Okay?
Oh, geez.
And I was really good at it. I was really good at it, okay? Because usually you find a mistake on the parking ticket, or they don't put the right law number in there or something, okay? And all you have to do is write a letter with your argument. And I once got a parking ticket. This one really got me, okay? Now this diner, I was in New York City a few months ago, and I couldn't believe this diner was closed on the corner of 86th and 1st Avenue. Okay, closed up. Why is it closed up? Because nobody can park there anymore. Or parking costs $3.50 for an hour, okay, on the other side of the street. Okay, but I used to be able to pull up there anytime, and there was this really good diner on corner of 86th Street and 1st Avenue on the southwest corner, okay? It was there for years and years and years, right? And now they're out of business. Unbelievable, okay? But I parked one day on the right side of the street, okay, on the east side of the street, I should say, and I was in the process of putting my taxi meter in the trunk so nobody would break into the car and steal the taxi meter. Right. And before I could get the trunk door closed, I had every intention of putting money in the parking meter, which in those days was 25 cents for 20 minutes. So if you put three quarters in, you had yourself an hour, right? Enough time to go across the street, go to the bathroom, eat, whatever you want to do. Okay.
Right.
All right. And I had every intention of putting money in the meter. Okay. And before I could get the trunk of my car closed, my taxi, okay, closed, this numbnut, right, was already writing a parking ticket.
Yeah.
Okay, because I hadn't put money in the meter yet, okay? I was still with the car. I was still with the car.
You were physically with the vehicle.
I was physically still with the vehicle, okay? And I looked at him, and I said, well, you got a lot of nerve. I said, I had every intention of putting money in that meter, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I fought that one and won. Okay?
And you won. Good.
I did.
Good.
All right? Okay? I mean, I just wrote a letter explaining the whole situation, and I said I had every intention of putting money in that meter. There should be at least a 3-minute grace period from the time you arrive to the time you get the money into the meter.
Right.
Okay?
Well, I got one for you also along those lines. I used to live in this little basement apartment. Oh, man, I miss that apartment. $500 a month. Had a backyard. I had my private car parked in front back when I had a private car like 20 years ago. And it was I was watching New York 1 on the TV in the apartment. And I could look out in the street and say, like, okay, I have to move the car by 8. And it's 7:53 because I got New York 1 on the TV, the news station. And it's like, time now, 7:53. So I'm, like, doing a couple of things. The car's literally in front of the house where I was renting, and I said, let me get out of here and move the car. And I go out and I see this NYPD car had pre-written at least 10 or 15 tickets for all the cars on the street, and including mine. I said, what are you doing? And I said, what happened? I thought I was next to a fire hydrant or something. A lady police over there with a guy driving, a cop, NYPD, had written 15 or 12 tickets under the idea that they won't be out of the house at 8 o'clock, and it was like with 5 minutes left. I said, what are you doing? It's 7:53. No, no, you're not supposed to park here. I said, no, it's 8 o'clock. It's 7:55. And I looked at the ticket. It said like 8:05, and she just took off. They just took off in the car, and I fought it, and I won. And the same like you, I put on a ticket. I said, I was watching New York 1. The officer wrote the ticket at 8:05, and it got dismissed because they might have had a few other people complaining.
Yeah.
But they had pre-signed the ticket longhand. Not even with the computer thing, because now they use a computer.
Yeah.
But how's that for? That's like a criminal. I mean, that's someone who's a criminal right there. I mean,
well,
I couldn't believe it.
It's It's fraud.
It's fraud. And I'll tell you something else, not to rant too much, but this is the problem with the everybody talks about the police this and Black Lives Matter and demonstrations. I mean, I'm very pro-police, but if you got a bad cop, you got to get rid of the bad cops. I mean, I don't know why they keep shifting around.
It's not necessarily the cops. It's the higher-ups that put pressure on them to write tickets.
But, I mean, in general, there's just so many. There are, I say from experience, if you have 38,000.
Mike, if you're a cop and you intend to be a good cop, okay, and not harass people, and every day you have a meeting, call it a formation, the lower ranking officers get in line, and the higher ranking officers, sell them, you better go out there and write 20 tickets. Or whatever the number is, okay? The police deny this, but everybody knows it's been documented. It's been in the news. It's been all over the place that they do this. And there was once this police officer who wrote news articles explaining that if you don't come back with your quota, you'll be harassed in one way or another. Like they'll take vacation days away from you. Things like that, so you can't really blame the cops. They're put under pressure to do this. You got to blame the higher ups. It goes all the way to the top.
Yeah. Well, that was the one thing about Bratton. Bratton was a big broken windows guy. So apparently, part of the broken windows was writing tickets as much as he can. So I'm not broken hearted to see him gone. I'm sorry. I'm sure he was a good cop. He's an Irish guy, and blah blah blah. But he really put the screws, especially during the Giuliani days. I mean, forget about now. Now, not so much with de Blasio. I mean, he has been a little more cabbie friendly with being understanding with the cab drivers and tickets. But when Bratton was with Giuliani, we used to get hammered on the streets. I mean, I had to give up my private car because I didn't have any place to put the cab. I mean, we used to get hammered with tickets under Bratton. So hopefully this new police commissioner. But like you said, I don't know. Well, I don't know.
Maybe you don't know how high up it goes. Okay.
Right.
All right. Now does the mayor have the power to stop this? Okay.
The mayor is God. The mayor becomes God.
Well, it's funny.
Mayor.
The police can arrest a mayor.
Apologies to God.
The police can arrest a mayor. Okay.
Well, they can.
Yeah. Well, remember the mayor of Washington, D.C., that African-American guy that was smoking cocaine?
Smoking crack every
day. Right. What was his name? I can't remember. Okay, I mean he was arrested. He was arrested by the police. Okay, all right. The mayor is the boss, but the police can arrest him.
Right.
It's kind of weird. I don't know if I have have it right correctly, but that could happen.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, the other thing with the whole cop thing is. You have to be able to fire bad cops. I mean, this whole Trump running for president thing, his big shtick on his TV show was, you're fired. You can't fire the cops like as readily as you're supposed to. I mean, everything is this whole big ceremony to get rid of a bad cop. You had the cops who were involved in the Eric Garner situation on Staten Island. They're getting overtime. They had de Blasio talking about when a cop gets in a situation like that, invariably, he gets a lot of overtime pay. It's like he gets overtime pay. I mean, why is he still on the job? I mean, maybe he's not criminally liable for what happened from a legal standpoint. But if you have a bunch of cops who are in the middle of a situation like that, who needs them? There's like another 100 people who can do the job versus placating 10 people who can't. So I don't know why it's so difficult to fire a bad cop, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I'm very pro cop, and I'm saying this because I am pro cop. And I appreciate the good cops, and I really don't appreciate the deadbeat bad cops who should be thrown out of there. So we've got to really work on that. That's my campaign speech.
Okay.
Yes.
It's we're running overtime.
We're running overtime.
Yeah, we need more time. I mean, we could talk for 2 or 3 hours. I mean, I don't want to disappoint the listeners, because, when we don't get a show out, I get emails.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do.
We have fans?
Yes, we do. We have fans.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm all of a sudden, I'm very paranoid now.
Well, you know, people are listening, Mike. Okay.
Yeah, and there's my driver. My driver wants the car, so everything is winding down now.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
So I'm
okay.
going to
But
wind
listen,
this. I'm going to wind this
business is
show.
booming.
You know, business is booming. That's what I want to hear. Business is booming, and you know, and we're waiting for something to happen with the federal case. Okay.
Again with
Yeah,
the federal case.
but that's the case that's going to decide the legality of what Uber is doing. Okay? And if the and if it's decided that they're not operating legally, then you know, things will happen. Okay?
Oh, that's great. Well, I hope so because they've been, and I'm sure they've been hammering the legal aspect of this to try and get things their way. But I mean, right is right and wrong is wrong. I mean,
Yeah,
the city made a deal;
well,
they
it's the
got to stick
city
to
of
it.
New York that's being sued, and the Taxi Limousine Commission is being sued by the credit unions and medallion owners. Okay, and the last thing that has happened was in August, where the lawyer for the credit unions and the medallion owners argued that our taxi commissioner sort of admitted off the record in another meeting that yes, what Uber is doing is exactly what the taxis are doing. Okay, and that's the whole argument. Is it a different kind of service, or is it really the same service? Okay, and
They're stealing our business, in my opinion. That's
yes,
what
well,
Uber's been
we
doing.
know that, okay, but it's a matter of, you know, are they doing it legally or are they doing it illegally? Okay,
Well,
and
let me ask something real quick with the presidential race. Can I get pneumonia watching Hillary on TV?
no, but you can get sick.
I can get sick. Okay,
Yeah, he gets sick watching any of these guys, I'm telling you. All
yeah.
right.
Get nauseous. So if you're getting nauseous watching Trump or Hillary, it's perfectly normal.
I want someone else, all right? Okay, I want more choices, please, all right? That's where I'm at. All right, give me
Yeah, I'm voting I don't know why you didn't run. Why didn't you run for president? You should have.
well, I don't know, I might be too old. I don't know.
Well, you're younger than them. You're
Yeah,
younger
but
than
I don't
them.
have the energy. You know what kind of energy you need to do that
She doesn't have the energy. She collapsed.
job? I know.
Can you collapse? If you can collapse, that means you can run for president.
Well, the problem with that is who would take over if she did collapse? All right.
Me, I'd be the one with right there that you'd get me, and then I'd straighten this whole world out in about 5 minutes. Watch.
Okay. Well, drop it on Mayor de Blasio and straighten him out. All right.
Well, thanks for the horrible visual image on that deal, but I'll do what I can, Abe, and I think that's a great idea. I really should go up to the TLC and say, listen. It's me. I'm the guy you guys are snooping around on the internet with.
Well,
I go sit down
Mike,
in
you keep
person. I
saying
promise
that.
I
I want you
won't
to show up at
yell.
the next TLC meeting, okay?
I'll
And talk to
do that.
some of these people, okay? Even if it's off the record, I want you to. All right?
I guess so. What you're saying is I have 1 month to find a way to wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Well, that's what you're going to have to do.
Hey, maybe I'll stay up. Maybe I'll just stay awake.
Oh, yeah, well,
I'll go home.
then you'll really be a mental case. You know,
Good.
you'll be as they say, under the fatigue. You'll be fatigued, you know. All right.
Right. Okay. Well, listen. My driver's calling. I got to get the phone. He wants the
Okay, you
cash,
got to
so I got
go
to find
too.
out.
I got to go. I got things to do today. So, I
All
want to
right.
thank everybody for listening to the Mike and Abe show here on NYCTaxiNews.com. And we'll see you again soon.
Okay. Listen, folks. Thanks for the business. It's very busy. And you cabbies, don't get sucked into a dopey non-yellow car deal. If you want to come back to the yellow, there's cabs all over the place, and we'll get you on the road. If you want to call the mothership here with the website, we'll get you on the road. No problem. We'll get you a good deal. I think we can. Can we say that? Yes, we can.
You
Okay.
said it.
Great.
Okay.
I'll see you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.